Hello, friends. Thanks for watching today. So the COVID virus is causing a lot of disruption in life, isn't it? Where we live, we've just been declared a state of emergency. So there's travel restrictions. There's restrictions on public gatherings. Schools have been closed for a while. And our experience is likely no different than your experience. And so when we're going through all this disruption and change, it's natural to ask this question. How does this all end? And because we just don't know, we kind of get a little uncomfortable and we get afraid. In other words, we get afraid of the unknown. And we live in a culture where we're not used to that. We live in an information age where we have a question, we just go to Google and it gives us the answer instantly. I mean, recently I picked up my Apple phone and I said, "Hey Siri," and I got an answer, and my son Jacob was right beside me and said, "Daddy, does Siri know all the answers?" I said, "No, she knows facts. She does not have wisdom." That's what we need right now. We need wisdom. You see, Siri, she can tell you that you were born, but she can't tell you why. She can't tell what your purpose of life is. She can't tell you what will make you happy. You see, we live in an information age where we have all the information in the world at our fingertips, but what we need is wisdom, right judgment, to be able to see the way God sees, and then the grace to act the way we ought to act. So fear, what is it? Well, I heard a little nifty definition recently. It goes like this: false evidence appearing real. The acronym of FEAR, false evidence appearing real. Now, is that a good one? Well, what if the evidence that you're looking at is actually real? What if it's not false evidence appearing real? What if it's legitimate evidence that is real, like a virus? Then do we have reason to be afraid? Well, the answer is no. And how can I say that so confidently? Well, because if we just look to the life of Jesus and the Gospels, he never gave people reason to be afraid. He never affirmed people ever in their fear. He never stood on the side of a mountain with thousands of people around them and said, "Blessed are the fearful, for they shall inherit the earth." Or, "Blessed are the anxious of heart, for they shall be satisfied." Jesus never said anything remotely close to that. In fact, Jesus did the opposite, didn't he? What did he say? "Peace I leave you. My peace I give to you. I don't give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid." So if we find ourselves right now afraid of the unknown, then we have to conclude the reason for our fear is not a good one. Because there's no reason that Jesus gave us that we should remain in fear and anxious and be afraid. So we don't have any good reason. Now, someone might be thinking, well, what if death is actually knocking on our door? Isn't that a good reason to be afraid? I would have to say no. Jesus never gave any reason for a good reason for us to be afraid. He said, "Peace I leave you." He has something better for us than fear. But let's talk about death just for a second. This might surprise you, but in our family, we try and pray every day. We're not 100% with it. But usually twice a week, we pray for a happy death. Now get this, we have little kids. Our oldest is 9, our youngest is 18 months. We got 5 of them, the 6th on the way, and we pray up to twice a week, for sure once, for a happy death. Now, this surprised you. or do you think the Yasinski family is kind of weird? Well, let me tell you why we pray this way. Because we say the rosary. And if anyone out there has a devotion to the rosary, you know that on Wednesdays and on Sundays, we pray the glorious mysteries. And one of the decades, we put our minds upon the Assumption of Mary into heaven. And the fruit of that mystery we ask for is what? A happy death. So in fact, God desires to give us the grace to stare death in the face with a smile on ours. That's what happens when we have faith in Christ. Now, I have to tell you, I'm not there yet. I just want to say that. I mean, I still have struggles. I have worries and anxieties, even in the midst of all this. I mean, as a Catholic speaker, all my events were just canceled. And, you know, there goes 50% of my income for the year. Not a comfortable position to be in. You're likely in a similar position, or things have been taken from you as well. So I'm not complaining, but I have imperfect faith. But this just speaks to me, because to the degree that we are clinging to this world is the degree that we're going to be fearful and anxious when those things are starting to be taken from us. There is no good reason for us to be afraid. How does this all end? Well, we don't know, and we do know. We don't know all the details, like how long we're going to have restrictions on public gatherings and then travel, and how long schools are going to be closed. And we don't know how many people are going to die, how many people are going to be sick. We don't know the fatality rate of this disease. But we do know how it's going to end, don't we? We all know that there's going to be a point in our life where it will be the last point. And to the degree that we cling to this world, we will be anxious and afraid when what we cling to is pulled or threatened from us, pulled to be ripped from us. But if we persist, by God's grace, to live a life that He desires us to live, entrusting ourselves to His mercy for the forgiveness of our sins, and we die in the state of grace, then heaven is ours. You see, the world can take everything from us, except God. And that is where our peace comes from. My name is Ken Yuzinski from CatholicSpeaker.com. Thank you for watching.